So I know the last podcast we did, I said this was the most exciting one, but I'll say that again. I know I don't want it to become a cliche of any sort, but this is one of the more exciting ones as well, because we're looking at something, well, it's perhaps a different sort of exciting from the previous one, because the one we did last one was about Max Chikumbuzo from Zimbabwe and his various inventions and his apparent disappearance, as well as the background stories that are up in the air where no one really knows or what to believe and what not to believe. So today we are looking at something quite different. So we're looking at an exciting company out of South Africa. It's called Custos Media Technology. Custos Media Technology, that's C-U-S-T-O-S Media Technology. So what these guys do is world leading, really. It's world leading in the form of technology that they've brought to the forefront. So according to their own description, this is word for word what they how they describe their services. We provide affordable forensic watermarking technology to protect and keep technology and keep track of digital media. So right, to the way we're going to format this one is I'll tell you a bit about who they are, and then I'll tell you a bit about the problem and how they've solved it and the scale at which they're doing it at the moment, as well as perhaps a bit of a profile about the company and what they're doing at the moment and how successful they've been so far. So as a bit of background, as I've already mentioned, they're from South Africa and they've brought to the forefront a watermarking technology for digital media. So the problem obviously is that they're solving in this case is piracy. So they're solving piracy at a pretty massive rate. So at the time of this recording, I just looked up just how big piracy had become, and obviously having been someone who's a victim of piracy as well as someone who's pirated stuff in the past, I know just how big this was. I remember growing up in a time where Napster was a thing, so I know just how big piracy has been, and I know just how much probably don't know how much in practice, but in theory I know just how much record labels, film production companies and so on have lost from piracy. But I did not realize just how big this was financially until earlier today as I was preparing to record this. I thought, how much are they losing annually? And turns out they lose up to, well, as of 2 years ago, they were losing, the figure reached $52 billion a year that is being lost by music and film industry to piracy. $52 billion. Then I, being me, I just thought, what could you buy for $52 billion? That's a lot of money, and I can guarantee that's bigger than bigger than most countries' budget for the year, bigger than a lot of GDPs as well. But what can you buy if you at $52 billion? Just what could you buy? So this is what $50 billion could buy you. So if you ever somehow ended up with $50 billion, you could buy 6.5 billion Big Mac combos. I've no idea why you'd need 6.5, or you'd probably be dead before you finish consuming these. And well, you could buy 10 nuclear reactors if you for some reason decided you want to be best mates with Kim Jong-un. You could buy 10 nuclear reactors, give him one or two as a birthday present, and keep 8 in case he decides to nuke you first. And then you could buy 467 Nortel networks. I don't know what a Nortel network is. And you could buy 641 of the most expensive Ming vases ever sold. 641 of them. You could buy 520... Neverland ranches. So do you remember Neverland Ranch, the place every kid wanted to go to until no kid wanted to go to, where Michael Jackson used to live? And well, for football fans this would be a bit more relevant, American football that is. You could buy 33 Yankee stadiums. You could buy 25% of Microsoft Corporation. So that's as of 2 years ago. At the moment I'm sure it's not 2 years ago, as of almost 10 years ago, you could buy 25%. So that figure would be a lot less, probably half of it now. You could probably buy 10% now. You could buy 235 Phoenix Quixote National Hockey League franchises. You could buy 71 Mona Lisas. You could buy 1.2 billion copies of Dan Brown's book, which cost $40. You could buy 5,000 large private islands in the Caribbean. I don't know if I need 5,000. One would be all right. 5,000 is too many. That's a lot of work. You could buy 50 million Julie Cooley addresses. Okay, so that's what you could do with 50 billion. Let's see what else you could do with 50 billion. Let's see what else you could do with 50. All right, let's see what you could do with a billion. Let's say you ended up with a billion. And forget the weight. That's a lot of money, man. So if you had a billion, you would... wow. Good Lord, it's a lot of money, man. You'd have a larger GDP than the Dominica, than Tonga, Comoros, and a lot of the sub-Saharan African countries, Antigua and Barbuda, about the same sort of area. And you could buy an F-35A fighter jet. You could buy a hockey team. You could buy Buckingham Palace. Apparently, if it was ever sold, it would be worth about 140 million. So you could afford to buy that. Or a few of them. You could buy the White House at a value of about 398 million. So there's a lot of things that you could do with 52 billion. And this is how much we're taking from the movie industry. Sorry for digressing for so long. So this is how much we're taking away from the movie industry annually. So that's every year we're taking away 6.5 billion Big Macs from the movie industry. Pardon me. Anyway, let's get back to it. So, having said that, enter the guys who have a solution to this problem. Well, part of the solution doesn't entirely eradicate it, but it gives a massive dent to it. So, Custis Media Technology out of the Western Cape of South Africa. So they have developed a technology using Bitcoin to create a watermark on digital media. So what this does is, for instance, most movies are released onto the market, are leaked onto the market by someone within the production company or someone who knows someone in the production company before they come to market. So you'd get people who watch a movie and before it's even released onto the market, or maybe you've released some review copies for the media to watch, to review before your movie's out. This is how the movies end up being out before you're ready to release them, and you lose a lot of revenue from this. So what Custis Media does is they place a blockchain within each media copy that you release onto the market, or onto all these people you've trusted. And what that does is, if for any reason it's leaked and goes onto a torrent or it's shared out to all sorts of different people, you know, you're able to track who's done it. And if it's released, you also know it's been leaked because it's embedded with Bitcoin from the blockchain. That means that a lot of people are always mining, and then they've got miners who will find that there is one on the market with this with this patent that they've put onto it. So you'd be able to track back to the guy who's done it, and if they have enough money, you could take them to court or just get them locked up, really, just stop piracy. So so this watermarking has been wildly successful. To date, it's been placed on over 120 movies and distributed in other various technologies. And because of this technology, not a single one of these releases has been leaked once it's been watermarked, because everyone knows it's a smoking gun. It's been caught red-handed. If you leak this, someone's gonna know. So to find out more about their a software as a service solution. It's called Screener Copy. So screenercopy.com. That's where you'd find out how you could use this for your own media if you're a publishing company or if you're a musician. So it's available for movies, it's available for music, it's available for ebooks and other things of the same sort of nature. And I believe this is the sort of direction that defense against piracy will take in the future, a way that we can find out who's releasing these things. So when you purchase it, it could potentially end up being linked to your card. So when you buy an ebook, it's linked to you uniquely. So if it ends up being on a torrent, we know it originated from you. And if we start holding people accountable for these things just finding their way onto the market onto the illegal market, then more and more people will be a bit more vigilant, because sometimes you don't really torrent it yourself. Someone comes on your computer, and perhaps someone, your girlfriend, uses your computer, takes it on flash or something. It's a bit more far-fetched in that instance, but something of the sort. Maybe your mate asks for a book and you give them the book and they end up putting it online, but then it's your responsibility. The same way that when you're driving, if you have someone in the back seat without a seat belt, you are culpable for their life while you're driving them. So you are responsible for making sure they are strapped in. So Custis employs 11 to 50 people at the moment, and what they've done since coming onto the market, beyond just releasing the software, is they've been able to raise 802,000, almost 803,000 in seed fund. And if I'm not mistaken, they've had two rounds of funding, and this is allowed them to continue to accelerate their growth and increase their market share. And more and more things are coming up. So let's see. So they had a round of seed in on the 1st of September 2014, they had a round of seed, and then it's a second round of seed came in January 2016, so that's the second round. And then they had the venture round, so some investors came on board on the 8th of January, so on the same day when they were having the seed round. So one investor came in 2014 with a seed, another investor came with a seed in 2016, and on the same day two venture investors came on board as well. They had another venture round in April 2016, but it seems no one invested on that one. And then August 2016, they had a seed round, and one more investor put money into it. And then 2017, another seed round was successful, one more investor coming on. So that's so in the venture round from 2016, they raised 265,000 more. So I imagine since they say there were no investors, perhaps the company itself is the one that invested back. And then their main investor, who's named, is Technology Innovation Agency. So they're the ones who have continued to put money into this great project. And so the main guys behind this are, what are their names? So the three guys behind Custis Media. And obviously, being from South Africa, it's a very interesting phenomenon, because it's not exactly known for being a tech hub. I mean, there are all sorts of other different different businesses that come out of South Africa. Technology, tech is not really the forefront for them. So we got Mr. G. Van Ruin, we got Mr. Fred Lutz, and Mr. Herman Engelbrecht. So these three guys are the ones who came together for this. So the CEO is Mr. Van Ruin, the COO is Mr. Fred Lutz, and Mr. Engelbrecht is the chief technology officer. So these three guys are driving this incredible company forward. And so what else can I tell you about Custis Media? Let's see what else we can tell you about Custis Media. So I'm not sure how, from an application standpoint, if this would be something that's applicable to Africa itself, but it's always exciting to see Africans and African companies come out and create technologies that would benefit people from other parts of the world. So yeah, that's brilliant to see Custos Media come onto the market and do this. And I was looking through their LinkedIn page earlier just to see what are the exciting things they've been up to leading up to this, and what's the last thing. So the last post they made was obviously the CEO, Mr. Van Rooyen, explaining how they would be using Amazon Web Services to grow their services to a wider audience, and yeah, to make it a bit more international and scale it further and further. Okay, I like Mr. Fred Lutz's beard as well. Good man. So yeah, that's 3 weeks ago, and so yeah, they've really worked out to combat piracy in this instance. So that's a great company. So if you're looking to invest in an incredible company that's definitely going to be growing over time, and as piracy is continually being fought against, because more and more people will continue to pirate, and if people are losing to the tune of $52 billion a year, there will definitely be more and more people buying into what Custos Media are doing. So yeah, you need to check these guys out at their website, custostech.com. and yeah, that's as much as I could tell you about Custos. So out of South Africa, Custos Media Technologies. If you would like to find out more, hit the guys up on social media. They're available on LinkedIn, through their website, and other places. If you got any other exciting African businesses that you'd want us to cover, we're also starting to look at doing some interviews with some startups as well. So yeah, let's look out for that. Speak to you guys soon. It's been another episode of Afropreneurs, and that's through our blog, southernafro.com. Until next time, goodbye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.